Welcome to Blog Byte, a brand new segment of the Deep Dive, where we transform the best engineering blogs from across the web into bite-sized audio episodes.
That's great. We're taking all those complex technical concepts and trying to make them digestible and engaging for everyone.
Yeah. So get ready to sink your teeth into some fascinating engineering insights. Today we're diving into a post by Malay Haldar. He's a search ranking expert at Airbnb.
Mm.
His blog post is titled Improving Search Ranking for Maps.
And oh, this is a good one.
It is. It's a good one. And let me tell you, this one tackles a challenge. I bet you've never even thought about how do you effectively rank search results on a map?
Yeah.
It's not like a typical search where you've got, a neat top to bottom list, right?
Right. It's a great point. We're so used to seeing those ranked lists in traditional search results. But maps present a completely different visual landscape.
Exactly.
Everything's laid out there at once.
Exactly. So how do you decide what to prioritize when everything is visually presented simultaneously? That's where things get really interesting. The blog talks about how Airbnb initially tried using the same ranking system for both list and map results.
Right.
The kind that assumes people naturally pay more attention to the top results.
Yeah.
But that didn't really work out so well, did it?
No, it didn't. It turns out user attention on a map isn't as simple as top gets more attention.
Yeah.
Think about it. When you're looking at a map, your eyes are drawn to different areas for different reasons.
Right.
Airbnb realized they needed a completely new approach.
Okay. So they realized they needed to rethink their whole approach.
Yeah.
What did they try next?
Well, they started with what they called the uniform user attention model, which basically assumes that people visually scan and consider all the map pins equally.
Okay.
Because there's no inherent top to bottom ranking.
That seems like a logical starting point, but I'm guessing it probably wasn't quite that straightforward, right?
You're right.
Yeah.
While the idea of uniform attention is interesting in theory, it doesn't quite reflect how people actually use maps. The reality is that user attention is limited. We only click on a small number of map pins, even if there are many options available.
So showing too many pins at once might actually be a bad thing because it overwhelms the user.
Exactly. Airbnb found that if they restricted the map to only show listings with a higher likelihood of being booked, they could significantly improve user experience. They experimented with a parameter to control that ratio of high versus low probability listings being shown on the map.
Okay, so they started hiding some of the lower probability listings. What happened then?
The results were astounding. It led to one of the biggest jumps in bookings in Airbnb's history. And it wasn't just about getting more bookings. The quality of bookings also went up.
Wow.
Resulting in more five-star reviews.
Wow, that's a massive improvement.
Yeah.
It sounds like they were really onto something. But what about those lower probability listings? Were they completely abandoned?
Not quite. Airbnb came up with a clever solution to maintain a degree of visibility without sacrificing the focus on the most promising options.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Tell me more.
They introduced what they call mini pins for lower probability listings. These smaller, less prominent pins allowed Airbnb to visually prioritize the higher probability listings while still giving users the option to explore a wider range of choices if they wanted to. It's all about guiding user attention without completely eliminating options.
That is clever. So they were essentially creating a kind of visual hierarchy on the map without completely removing anything. Did this work well, especially on desktops where they can't control how many pins are shown?
It did. This tiered approach was particularly useful on desktop searches where a fixed grid of results is shown alongside the map. They couldn't reduce the number of pins on the map because each result in the grid needs a corresponding map pin.
Right.
These mini pins allowed them to create that visual hierarchy within that fixed layout.
Gotcha.
They A/B tested it and saw a significant improvement in user engagement and booking behavior.
That's fascinating. It seems like Airbnb was really starting to understand the nuances of how people interact with maps. But do they stop there?
Not at all. This is where it gets even more interesting. They dug deeper and discovered that user attention on a map is not even uniform across the map itself.
Wait, really? You mean certain areas of the map get more attention than others?
Yes. To understand these patterns, Airbnb created heat maps to visualize click-through rates across different map coordinates. These heat maps revealed some very interesting patterns about how people's eyes move across a map.
Wow.
It turns out, just like in the real estate world, location matters, even on a digital map. For example, some users tend to focus their attention more toward the center of the map or the top left corner.
That's so interesting. It's almost like our digital habits mirror our real-world behaviors.
Exactly. So armed with this newfound understanding of user attention patterns, Airbnb made another clever adjustment. They recentered the map, strategically positioning the listings with higher booking probabilities right in that prime attention zone. It's like they were anticipating where users would naturally look first.
Yeah.
And then making sure the most appealing listings were right there waiting for them.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
It seems like a subtle change, but it clearly had a significant impact on their success. I'm guessing it made the whole map experience smoother for users, too.
You got it. Airbnb observed an increase in bookings and, importantly, a decrease in the number of times users had to move the map around.
Oh, interesting.
This suggests users were finding what they needed more quickly and easily because the most relevant listings were already front and center.
It's amazing how much they were able to improve the map experience by simply understanding how people actually use it.
Right.
But, you know, this raises an interesting question in my mind. They've clearly figured out how to highlight the most promising listings. But what about those hidden gems? The listings that might be truly special, but just don't have the same booking history or aren't in those prime map locations. How do you balance showcasing the best while still allowing for discovery?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's the challenge Airbnb is still working on.
Yeah.
How do you effectively represent the full range of listings, even those with lower booking probability?
Right, because you wouldn't want to limit users to just the most popular options. Sometimes discovering those hidden gems is what makes a trip truly memorable.
Exactly. Think about it. If you're visiting a new city, you might be looking for a unique off-the-beaten-path experience. Maybe it's a cozy bed and breakfast run by a local family.
Right.
Or a quirky apartment in a vibrant up-and-coming neighborhood. But if the map only shows you the big hotels and popular tourist rentals, you might miss out on those special finds.
You're right. Those less popular listings could add a lot of value to the user experience. It sounds like a tricky balancing act between maximizing bookings for hosts and ensuring a diverse range of choices for guests. I'm curious, did Millay offer any potential solutions or future directions in his blog post?
He didn't get into specific solutions, but he highlighted this as an area for ongoing research and development. I think what's so valuable about this blog post is that it takes us behind the scenes of how a company like Airbnb approaches a problem that we all encounter every day.
Yeah.
We use maps all the time, but we rarely think about the complex algorithms that go into deciding what we see.
That's what makes these deep dives so interesting.
Yeah.
Like we're getting a glimpse into the inner workings of these tech giants and learning about the challenges they face and the innovative solutions they come up with.
Absolutely. And it reminds us that even the most successful companies are constantly learning, adapting, and striving to improve their products and services. Innovation never really stops.
Okay, so to recap what we've learned so far, Airbnb realized that traditional search ranking doesn't work so well for maps because of the way we visually process information. They discovered that user attention is limited, unevenly distributed, and influenced by location on the map. They made several adjustments, including introducing mini pins and recentering the map, leading to significant improvements in booking rates and user satisfaction.
That's a great summary. But they're not done yet.
Yeah.
They're still working on effectively representing the full range of listings.
Right.
Including those hidden gems we talked about.
And that's something we can all relate to, whether we're searching for accommodations, planning a road trip, or just exploring our own city.
Mm.
We want options, but we also want those options to be presented in a way that's easy to navigate and understand.
Exactly. So if you're interested in learning more about Airbnb's journey in improving search ranking for maps, I highly recommend checking out Millay Haldar's full blog post. You'll find the link in our show notes.
It's definitely worth a read for anyone who's curious about the behind-the-scenes workings of search and map technology. Plus, it might just give you a new appreciation for the complexity of something we often take for granted.
Yeah.
All right, that's our deep dive into Millay's fascinating blog post.
Nope.
Thanks for joining us for another Blog Byte episode, and be sure to tune in next time for another insightful exploration of the world of engineering and technology.
See ya.